All right, so I'm joined here in studio by Naomi Luzigne, who recently was competing at the World Youth Weightlifting Championships here in Mexico. Naomi, how's it going?
Good, you?
Oh, not so bad. So, just off the bat here, can you tell me a little bit about your first reactions to your experience there?
So when I got there, it was really nice. It was usually at an international weightlifting competition. It's not really well organized. It's kind of hard to like put everything close together. But where I was, it was like the hotel, the competition, and everything was close together. So it was really cool. Like we could just walk at the competition. Like we didn't need no taxi. So it was really well organized.
So can you talk a little about, this is your first international competition, correct? So what was that experience like? How is it different from the previous competitions
you've been to? So usually when I do provincial competitions, I get really stressed. Like I almost puke always. And it really stresses me out because I don't know how to deal with my stress. But at this one, I was really prepared. Like I knew like what to do to stay calm. I had people texting me like what to do, like yoga and... they would send me music to like calm myself, so it would really help. The morning I woke up, I was a bit sick, like not sick like puke, but I was dehydrated, and in my training the day before, I hurt my back a bit, so it wasn't really the ideal competition. But once I got there, it wasn't bad. In the snatch, I did 3 for 3 lifts. I did 79, 82, and 84 kilos. It was 1 kilo under my PR. And in the clean and jerk, I didn't do what I really wanted to do because... so the singlet, that's the suit we wear for the competition, it was really short on the legs. And the bar is really rough. So when I would pull the bar, my legs was starting to bleed. So it wasn't really ideal, but I still did one lift on 3. I missed the first one, so I missed 99 kilos. And then we went up to 101 because I knew I could do it. And I got that one, but I missed 103 after. So, you know, I had a good thing to snatch, but not the clean and jerk. But usually in a competition, it's either you do good in the snatch or in the clean and jerk. So that was my day for the snatch. I would... have liked to do more in the clean and jerk because I could have placed myself 4th in the world, but you know, it was just a bad day for that, so I'll try to do better for the next time.
And for our listeners that might not know weightlifting quite as well, could you explain both of those lifts, or just describe them, and also just how the competition works there with the 3 different lifts there?
Yeah.
As well,
so usually in a competition you start off by doing the snatch. So you grab the bar a little bit wider and you pull it to your belly, and then you have to get right under it and squat with the bar over your head. And after you do the clean and jerk, it's like you grab the bar with your hands a little bit closer, and then you pull it again at your belly, and then you pull the bar on your shoulders, you squat with it, and then you get up. And the jerk is, you have to really bend your knees and extend your legs to put the bar over your head. And you have to lock your arms to make it a good lift.
And so you talk a bit about your expectations going in. You said you could have placed 4th, but you ended up in 6th there,
yeah,
from what I understand. So was that what you were aiming for? Were you happy with that result?
Or? I came at that competition and I wanted to do 86 kilos, but I ended up doing 84 at the snatch. And I wanted to do 106, but I ended up doing 101. With 86 and 106, I could have placed 4th. And with the numbers I did, I placed 6th. So... you know, it was a good competition because it was my first international one and I wasn't like sick. So I was proud of myself because of that. But yeah, I mean, bad days always happens. And I know that next one I'll probably get a medal or do way better. So yeah.
And so how many people were competing in your weight class there?
We were 15. I wasn't... so there's like, when there's too many people, they do an A group and the B group. I was in the B group because they picked a total from last year. So I had like a smaller total. So usually there's the best lifters in the A group and then the like not the worst ones, but the ones that do less weight are in the B group. So I was in the B, but I could have been in the A if we changed the total I did this year. But yeah, so I placed first in the B group, and I was able to beat a couple of girls in the A group.
That's awesome. So you talk a little bit about your preparation. So how long and what kind of preparation are you doing prior to an event like this?
So I started, I think, I knew 3 months before that I was going at that competition. So once I knew I was going there, I started to sleep earlier, eat healthier. I started to do my trainings like a lot, like more strict, because I really wanted to do well at that competition. And I started to train more. So I would train 4 days a week, but now I was doing 5 days a week. I was really putting my head into that training, like for that 1 hour or 1.5 hours of that training, I would really focus on the technique and the movement. So I was able to like really prepare myself, because I knew what to do to do. I knew what to do to get better.
And can you talk a little bit about your team? Like, how many people do you have helping you, and what's that environment like? Do you go to a different gym, or you train at home? How does that work?
Yeah, so during the weekdays, I train at my gym in Kalange. So at my house, we have a gym. I train there on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And on Saturday, I go at Deep River. That's where my coach is. Every Saturday we go there, and he's the one that can really correct our technique more. In my house, my dad is like, he coaches people and he coaches me too. So he can also tell me what to do better.
And so after your first international competition here, what were some takeaways? Was there anything that you learned or you think you might be able to do better in your next international competition?
Yeah. So, I learned that I really have to stretch more because once I got there, I was really weak. I had to stretch more body parts, because there's some that I couldn't, like we knew it was my weakest part. So we had to stretch it more, like every day before the competition, because I knew it could get me better. So yeah, I got back here and I know like what to stretch. And also, after that competition, after the clean and jerks, I started to cry because I thought I didn't do really good. But after, like, everyone told me that I did really good, and it made me realize like how special being sixth place is. So yeah, I want to learn like how to be less emotional after a competition.
Yeah, it's sort of the mental aspect.
Yeah,
the game
exactly.
Too, for
yeah,
sure, for sure. So yeah, jumping off of that question, what's next for you here? What do you have any other competitions lined up later this year? And what are your plans just for the future in general?
Yeah, so I have one in July. I don't know if it's the end of July or the mid part, but we have one in July, or I think it's September. I'm not sure yet. It's between July and September. It's the Youth Pan Ams and the Junior Pan Ams. They're in like the same week, but I think I'm doing the Junior Pan Ams, so it's 20 years and younger. If I do the Youth Pan Ams, I could win third place, but my coach wanted me to do the Junior Pan Ams because it would prepare me next year to be like against the girls I'll be against. And maybe I won't be able to win a medal, but it'll prepare me like how to compete with better girls.
And where's this? Sorry?
I think it's in Guatemala.
Okay.
And yeah, so I want to continue training till maybe 30 years old. I want to maybe go at the Olympics in 2028. If everything goes well, I'll be able to go. And yeah.
So what's like the average as far as like the number of competitions that people typically go to? There's a couple big international ones. Are there any sort of Canadian or North American ones that you're also?
Yeah, so we just did the Canadian Nationals last month. Or yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. We did the Canadian Nationals and I won first place, so I'm a Canadian champion. We usually do like maybe 5 or 6 competitions, provincial competitions per year. And Well, with COVID, I wasn't really invited to international competition, but this year it's over, so I'll probably go to more. I was supposed to go in Singapore in November, last November, but it got canceled because of COVID. And the Youth Pan Ams were supposed to be in April, but it got moved till July because of COVID still. So this was my first one, but I think with the years, there'll be like way more to go.
Awesome. So Naomi, I want to thank you for your time here. If there's anyone you want to thank or anything else you want to say here to the listeners, I'll give you the last word.
Okay. I'd like to thank my brother because he's been my idol for a very long time. He's always told me that we'd stick together and we'd be a duo through all of this process. I'd like to thank my dad because he's always been coaching me and telling me what to do to get better at this sport. And since I was young, you know, I was a little girl, so I didn't want to have like muscles on my body because I thought it was like more masculine. And I always thought it was too masculine to have muscle on my body, but he's the one that always told me, you know, it's okay. Like it's more, it's feminine too to have muscles. So that's what got me to continue in weightlifting. Also my coaches, the one in Deep River, he's always, he's been there for me for 6 years, always been coaching me, never gave up on me and my brother. So I think that's a good point too. And my mom, because she has always taken care of me and she's helped me through everything. So yeah.